Hello, dear viewers, wishing a happy Vaisakhi, or would that be Vaisakhi in its pronunciation, to my Sikh viewers and to a lesser extent Hindu viewers. Not that Hindus are lesser, but methinks it's less important than Hinduism. Perhaps I show how little I know about South Asian religions. So it was just been, and this festival is celebrated on the 13th, sometimes the 14th day of April, according to the Gregorian calendar. So it's the beginning of a new month. In that Sikh calendar, that Nana Shahi calendar. I don't know about the Hindu calendar. But why does it vary from day to day? It might be to do with the sighting of the new moon, even though I think it's a solar calendar. So for the Indian solar new year, this is the beginning of new year. I'm not quite sure why, because it's not like spring equinox. That's already been. There was a Hindu harvest festival which predated this by many centuries. Remember, Sikhism has been around for a bit over 500 years. And some people think that it's like they're schismatics from Hinduism. But no, Guru Nanak would say there is no Hindu and there is no Muslim. Well, I think there are Hindus and Muslims, actually. So there's a spring harvest as well as an autumnal harvest. So harvesting grain in particular, and in the Punjab, which produced a lot of grain, that was vital. I mean, literally vital, okay? Because without enough grain, you weren't going to live. So time for feasting and socializing with your friends and neighbors, a bit of time off, time to go and visit people. Because remember, till the 19th century, nothing could move faster than a galloping horse, and most people didn't have horses. So travel was very time consuming, even wasn't such a very long distance. Okay, so the time for people to foregather, and they hold markets or whatever. They go to their gurdwara, as in their place of worship, and to hoist the Nishan Sahib. That's that Sikh or rectangular orange flag with the sort of bluish purple sword symbol there to cleave truth from lies, with the bracelet on it to signify unity and eternity and so forth. Now, it's also marks the day of the 10th Guru's birth, okay? Guru Gobind Singh. So he's and the Khalsa was also established that day. That's the order of baptized observant Sikhs, those Sikh men who will never cut their hair always wear, you know, the five, wear their steel bracelets, carry their ceremonial swords, combs, wear the special undergarments and so forth, will eschew spirituous liquor, cigarettes, drugs, gambling, extramarital sex, and will absorb a vegan diet. There are plenty of Sikhs who are not in the Khalsa, who don't abide by all the rules of it, and so forth. Okay, so it's on the 13th of April 1699 that Guru Gobind Singh, that he initiated the Khalsa, as in the pure ones. And he was the last guru of Sikhism, and thereafter he proclaimed that the holy book, the Guru Granth Sahib, would be the guru from now on. And that's why when the Sikh empire was proclaimed, its proclamation was on that day, on Vaisakhi in 1801. Notoriously, it's the day in 1919 when Brigadier General Reginald Edward Harry Dyer ordered his troops, Indians and Nepalese, to fire on that illegal gathering in Jallianwala Bagh. Not that makes it justifiable to kill a single person that it was illegal, and shot dead was at least 467 people. That's the official death toll. They're estimated several times higher. Okay, so the mass murder of these unarmed people, and not a single Indian soldier had been killed or wounded by the crowd. All right, the mood was ugly, but none of them had firearms. Some of them had lattes, or some of them had kerosene or something like that. So that was the worst atrocity in the British period in India. So Hindus also celebrate this festival, and they tend to wash themselves in the holy rivers, particularly the Ganges, just say the Ganga, Kaveri, Jhelum, and so on, the other major cities in North India, to perform charitable acts and so forth, giving out fans as presents, partly because the summer is coming, water pitchers, fruits which have just come into season, so on, and worshipping particular gods and goddesses, and that's dependent on the region. Now, it's so part of South Asian culture, it's even celebrated by Muslims in Pakistan, Bangladesh, and so on, forth, celebrated in Nepal, not that many Muslims in Nepal, and so on, but in a non-religious sense. So that's one of the major celebrations in Sikhism. Okay, so we've got Guru Nanak Gurpurab and Bandi Chhor Divas as well. All right, so that's it. So they'll be gathering at by Hindus in various places in various states beside those sacred rivers. Is major in North India, in Uttarakhand and Punjab. Remember that the Hindus were a majority in Punjab for a long time. And then this Punjab, that state, which is made to be a Sikh majority state, Haryana was carved out of it. And there almost everywhere is Hindu there. To some extent in Jammu, part of the state of Jammu, Kashmir, and all the others. So I remember going to Trafalgar Square in London a few years ago on Vaisakhi and seeing those Khalsa men in their orange robes, orange turbans, with full beards, carrying the Sikh flag, walking around in groups of five, walking five abreast. Okay, it goes back to a story about five brothers like that, which I shan't relate just now. So that's it. And the Sikh diaspora in the United Kingdom and Canada, in Malaysia, Singapore, Australia, elsewhere, wherever they're scattered across the globe, they tend to mark this sacred festival as well. That's just a little bit about Vaisakhi. All right. Well, anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.